On Brown University Week, detecting Alzheimer's early on is key. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Huami Oh, assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Human Behavior and Cognitive Linguistics and Psychological Sciences, determines one way to do so.
Older age is commonly associated with a decline in cognitive performance and adverse changes in brain structure and function. Cognitive abilities such as memory and language, brain structure and function, however, are not equally affected. Memory and its underlying brain networks are more affected by aging. In addition to normal aging, these brain networks are more vulnerable to abnormal changes of proteins that include the aggregation of beta-amyloid peptides and tau protein neurofibrillary tangles, the two primary pathologies of Alzheimer's disease. Importantly, Alzheimer's disease is known to have a prolonged preclinical stage spanning 10 to 20 years, during which subtle changes in brain structure and function occur without overt cognitive symptoms. Thus, it is highly likely that older adults who are considered as cognitive normal may have already undergone brain changes that are indicative of Alzheimer's disease-related brain pathologies. In my lab, we use human neuroimaging tools and develop the neurocognitive models of visual scene memory that will link levels of analysis from molecular changes in the brain to their behavior consequences. We also develop novel cognitive tasks that will allow us to identify early behavioral changes associated with Alzheimer's disease pathologies among clinically integrated adults. Through our research, we hope to test at multiple levels a biologically plausible model of the mechanism through which Alzheimer's disease pathologies impair visual scene memory and brain networks supporting this cognitive function. Findings from this research could provide a framework for identifying cognitive and neural mechanisms of human visual scene memory and extending this knowledge to build early detection prevention intervention strategies for the earliest behavioral changes in clinically intact older adults.
That was Huami Oh of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.